We'll start in Ephesians chapter number 5. We do have just a very short amount of time here, but I'd like to spend a few minutes thinking about the supporting one another in the local church. That's what I guess we'll call it, supporting one another in the local church. Ephesians 5, verse 2. Verse 1, be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Thinking of that verse, let's turn back to chapter 4 and verse number 32. Verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. It's kind of interesting. Many times we think of these verses, and we correctly think of them on an individual level. But we are being reminded that these are spoken to a church. And so when it says that we are to be kind one to another, it's not talking about merely being kind to your brother or sister at home or to your mom or to your dad. And the real context is who are the one another that they're talking about. Obviously, has a broad application, but specifically it's talking about how we treat one another in the church, isn't it? Be kind one to another. And many times we use these verses on an individual basis. Well, I want, someone to treat me kind, or we want our children to treat us kindly, or we tell that down in the daycare. The kids have this verse memorized. Be kind one to another. And it's a good verse. It helps them a lot in their behavior. But really, the verse is one another, the people in the church. be kind one to another. Verse 31, it says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And obviously it's talking about our lives. But in the context, again, it's talking about the life in the church. You know, many times we think of the church covenant as a strange document that is kind of man-made and doesn't really mean anything. But you take these verses in the Bible, and specifically it's written to that church, you know. So Paul, just say that, so they come with this letter from the Apostle Paul, and the people are gathered together for church service, and they're reading this, and it says, and be kind one to another. Talking about those people right there. So it's a great, it's good for us to think of these verses in their context. A couple other verses we'll look at, shortness of time. But turn to Galatians chapter 5. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. And so here's a good truth about the supporting one another in the local church. Now, you know, a Baptist church isn't like a Catholic church. You know that? They're not on the same page. In a Catholic church, you would never go up to someone else and say anything about anything. If they have road rage in the parking lot, you would be very improper for you to go to someone and say you shouldn't do that. But, you know, this is supposed to be God's church. And God says, now if someone be overtaken in a fault, you're supposed to go to them in a spirit of meekness. Now I think the other half of, there's two halves of meekness. One is humility. We have to see ourselves as sinners. We have to see our own failings. We have to see our own, and sometimes we have to fail to get humble. But there's two halves of it. One is humility, and the other half is genuine love, to really care. And you could go and talk to someone, and you might not portray a spirit of love or a spirit of humility, but that's what we're supposed to do. And it isn't always the... it isn't very natural sometimes. We're probably harder sometimes on other people than we are on ourselves. But to the support of one another, we're to seek to restore others, and so that fault that they're overtaken in doesn't become a destruction. So let's then turn to Hebrews 10:25. And we'll stop with this verse, Hebrews 10:25. It says, actually, go back a little bit. Verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. And then it answers, well, what is one of the ways you can do this? Can you encourage one another? You know, that's a good context, a good thing to think about. You know, a church is a place where you seek to encourage others. You encourage them. Now, I think that a lot of people would get discouraged if Mr. Rain stopped coming to church. You see, what you do has a huge effect on other people. When you do right, you encourage others. If you're a high schooler, you know what? You have an obligation to encourage the younger children. Your life, you either encourage them by your life or you discourage them. You know, if you're the firstborn in a family, you have a huge responsibility to be a good example. Typically in a family, whatever if the firstborn does right, that will typically have an effect on all the rest of the kids. That's how it works. Now, in a church, we have this, we have to realize that it's a, and that we just support one another. You know, I haven't been there for a long time, but at McDonald's, they used to have Alcoholics Anonymous group that met there every Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Or they met at another place, but then they would go to McDonald's afterwards. And I have some problems with AA, but, you know, it's the best that some people have. And I thought, you know, this is amazing. These people are all struggle with alcohol, and they're faithful to one another. Every Sunday night, you see the same group of people there. And why? Because they are supporting one another. They're supporting one another. And you know, God has a plan. One of His great plans is a local church. It's a great support network. Brother Michael was talking about a need that he had, and I said to him, okay, we need to fast and pray about that. And because there's some things that the Bible says only come out by prayer and fasting. All of God's people need to be in that state of mind. So, okay, let's pray and fast. Because this is a need. And I can do this for my brother. And when we have prayer requests on Wednesday night, why do you give a prayer request? Well, I think I know that you probably don't stand up and give a prayer request so everybody can see that you're giving a prayer request. I trust that you're giving a prayer request because you know that this is a need. And your prayers aren't enough. And if there's a whole bunch of people praying, there's a lot more power in united prayer. And so we support one another. And if you have a need in your life, you would want somebody to be praying for you. Amen. You'd want them to take on that support. And local church is a great place for God's people to support one another, to do the will of God. I think of that hymn, and I don't remember. I remember the phrase in that great hymn. Can't even tell you what hymn it is. And the question is this world a friend to grace? No. You aren't going to get support for doing the will of God out in the world. There's only one of the few places they can get it, and it ought to be right here. That's why one of the reasons we gather, to support one another. And you know, you may have fallen. Maybe you have not been doing well spiritually. Well, you need to be, the Bible says, the just man falleth 7 times and he getteth up. Praise the Lord. You know, come to church and be in the atmosphere of God's people. And if you have a friend, share that need and say, you know, I need your help. Pray for me. This is not the place to run away from God. This is a place for people to run so they can get the help that they need. Amen? Amen. The church is the place for people to be encouraged in God to go forward. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the fact that we can make a difference in other people's lives, and that we can encourage others. And Lord, I pray that we would have more of a spirit of humility and meekness and love for one another, that in the all the aspects of our ministry. So Lord, that people can always come who are trying to get up and feel like they can be strengthened in the Lord. And Lord, might you be glorified to that end. In Jesus' name, amen.